Less than 2 weeks before primary day, the Albany Democratic mayoral candidates were back on the dais last night, fielding questions on issues unaddressed in previous forums. For the first time, they were joined by Green Party candidates. The invitation-only crowd at the downtown Grand Street Community Arts Center consisted of individuals selected from an email lottery. Democrats Mayor Kathy Sheehan, Common Council President Carolyn McLaughlin, and Common Council Member Frank Commisso Jr. were joined by Green Party hopefuls Dan Platt and Brian Jimenez in the fourth of a series of at least seven scheduled debates that started August 17th. In addition to hearing the Green Party point of view, the Democrats got to weigh in on new issues. Mayor Sheehan says her focus has been on reducing the amount of garbage being dumped in the Rapp Road landfill so it can be kept open longer. As a result, it is slated for closure in 2023.
That has resulted in a significant increase in the price that we're receiving. We're now receiving $85 a ton for the garbage that is dumped there, and we close the landfill at 11 o'clock to all outside commercial haulers.
Commisso grabbed the opportunity to trash the trash fee.
Now, that trash fee, of course, was all about right now. It was about leading up to a primary election and banking on certain people in the city not voting, those being renters. And historically, that would be a pretty good assessment. However, I'm hopeful, and I've talked to many people over the past 5-6 months, and I think they understand what that fee, why it was designed the way it was designed, and it is not right. There is no reason why when my wife and I put out a large amount of trash as a homeowner, I do not pay a fee.
Commisso criticized the city for not having a more robust recycling operation. Platt said as a tenant, he sat through public deliberations over the trash fee and recommended the city look into building a composting facility. Fellow Green Jimenez, also a tenant, favors a plastic bag tax and a more deliberate recycling program. McLaughlin recommended a continuous education program so people will understand the effects of what they put out at the curb. She said the trash fee is a bad policy and recommended the city make money on its garbage through curbside composting.
Those people that are going around on your trash night, going through, pilfering through your trash, looking for bottles, copper, metal, they're trash banking. We should think about trash banking. Think of trash as currency.
Reminded, the Albany School District has had 4 superintendents in the last decade. Candidates were asked how they will work with the new one to achieve stability and academic achievement. Jimenez answered first.
I'm glad that we have a new superintendent. I hope she stays. But beyond that, it's really just about trying to just sitting down and working through different ideas. Just see what sticks, and if it works, it works.
McLaughlin says as mayor, she would be at the table with district officials when any significant initiatives are being talked about. Sheehan says she has worked closely with all the superintendents. She has a meeting planned to speak with district officials about dismissal time.
How we're going to ensure that more of those kids stay at the schools and are involved in after-school activities.
Commisso, who supports after-school activities, criticized a lack of free programs offered by city schools and
the great disparity we have between student achievement for white students and students of color.
Platt says power should be in the hands of those affected by those decisions.
People who should be in charge of our schools are the students, the teachers, and the parents.
Candidates revisited affordable housing, infrastructure, and Albany as a sanctuary city. They also weighed in, with the Texas hurricane disaster in mind, on citywide disaster preparedness. And there was one issue they hadn't addressed much before. Dante Ivey, the mentally ill Arbor Hill man with a heart condition who died after being tased by city police in April 2015. Platt and Jimenez called for more police accountability and favor strengthening a Citizens Police Review or Advisory Board, an idea the Greens share with Democrat McLaughlin, who said she marched with protesters after Ivey's death.
Because I do believe that had he not been profiled, he'd still be alive today.
Sheehan says Ivy's death was the most trying and difficult event that occurred in her first term.
Now, it might have made people feel good to fire those cops, but firing two police officers isn't going to change an organization and a culture.
She added the city would likely have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars defending against the terminations, with a strong likelihood the city would have had to rehire the officers and give them back pay. She says she opted to transform the culture of the police department. Commisso called for negotiating residence requirements for officers, ensuring all police cameras are operational, and declaring tasers as lethal weapons. Continuing coverage of the mayoral race is at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.